Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
The first article this year was Start This Year Well. We explored 10 great action points. January is almost over, and some of the emotional energy of starting a new year well is wearing off. So, we ask the question, how can you live well this year, the entire year? After all, it's an ongoing question. Well, since this is a scripture dissection, we're going to tear into live well this year. And of course, you know that we always cover 4 categories in scripture dissection. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. So the first one is, what does it say? As we tear into live well this year, we focus on a passage that has very practical action points. The scripture is 1 Thessalonians 4, 11 and 12. So listen up with me as I quote this passage. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anyone. That's what those verses say. So now, what do they mean? A phrase that's used several times in 1 Thessalonians is, more and more. Subsequently, as we look at what our verses mean, it's with this perspective, more and more. So let's repeat the first verse, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you. Interestingly, this verse automatically divides into 3 sections, so let's take a look at each one of them. The first section is this, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. How interesting that Paul starts with leading a quiet life. Additionally, he says this should be your ambition. In other words, quietly get going and do what God has put in front of you. This includes any influence you have over scenarios and people around you. The second section, you should mind your own business. A simple sentence that says so much. After all, isn't it when you start poking into affairs or scenarios that are none of your business that life gets complicated? In fact, sometimes messy. I suppose Paul knew people have a limited attention span. Mind your own business means be focused, alert, and creative. Add your unique personality as you add value to God's creation and your community. The third section of that verse says, work with your hands. It's noteworthy that God made people to engage meaningful work on a daily basis. Incidentally, not just your career. In fact, it encompasses everything. Your family, property, home life, community, church, remembering the poor and orphans, and so on. God blesses the work of your hands when you work with your hands for His glory. Subsequently, God prepared in advance good works for you to do during your life. That's from Ephesians 2, verse 10. Now let's look at the second verse, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 12. So that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. You have 365 days in this year. How have you invested each day so far? And incidentally, God wants you to win the respect of outsiders. How else will His kingdom grow? Have you ever considered God wants you to be a capable contributor in your community? Actually, God wants you to have a productive life where others' respect means you work to add blessing and not burden to God's outcomes. That's what those verses mean. Now let's go into the next section, make it personal. It's time to consider how to make these verses very personal. This is where the idea of more and more comes in. So let's consider two approaches, live well and love well. First of all, live well. If you apply your energy to lead a quiet life, mind your own business, and work hard at what matters each day, you will do the following things. First, avoid much trouble. Next, sidestep many entanglements. Then you'll also live without fear. And finally, you'll be content. In essence, you will live well. Then when trouble comes your way, and it will, your practice of living a quiet life and trusting God will open up best responses. Consequently, you'll find that you are able to better navigate through tangled issues around you. Plus, you will know you are safe in Christ. It's very challenging in the thick of trials to stay free from anxiety. Truly, it seems everywhere you turn, there is some kind of threat, loss, or energy-sucking unknown element. Well, this reality provides the perfect training environment to trust Jesus. You can intentionally take up His promises and practice His peace, believing that He cares for you and is working to see you through your difficulties. It forces you to choose worry or trust God. Okay, that was a little bit on live well. Now let's talk about love well. As you live well, the Lord also wants you to love well, to care deeply about your relationships with God always first. Critically, the only way to love well is to love yourself too. Why is this so? Well, God made you in this fashion. Interestingly, His standard is to love others as you love yourself, from Mark 12:31. Loving is doing what is best for another person. It takes insight and courage to give what someone else needs. It also includes gentle, kind, constructive accountability. Love is such a gift to another person. Sometimes love must be tough. Again, it starts with you and God. God's love is your source of life and power. Frankly, it saves you. It delights you. It quiets you. And it gives you joy. Plus, it empowers you. Truly, you need God first and most. The God who raised Jesus from the dead will raise you up in daily issues. He will lift you above troubles and trials by His love. So, love well. Have you noticed people keep reaching for something to satisfy their inner person? Subsequently, they instinctively know there's more to life. In fact, they quite literally hunger and thirst. Interestingly, Jesus says the one who hungers and thirsts after righteousness will be filled. Matthew 5:6. Conclusively, people need to love and to live well. Loving well adds value, joy, and belonging, all which promote living well. Plus, loving well does the hard things. It means walking through thick and thin, putting a blanket of kindness and grace over brokenness, even when it's not deserved. It also means living sacrificially like Jesus modeled. We need to talk about how anxiety is a part of all of this. We need to actually lose anxiety and just trust God. As you cease to be anxious and transfer your dependency from others onto Christ, you become more peaceful. You become more credible and more poised. You also become more relaxed. Indeed, When you lose anxiety and just trust God, you become a better person. Plus, you love yourself correctly. And interestingly, when you truly love God first, you are finally able to love others as you love yourself. Just a reminder that God's promises are always yes. God's promises come alive as you live to please Him. They are always yes. That's from 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20. God will keep every promise He has made as you believe in Him. In a similar way, the commands of God are always yes. God gives commands and instructions to help you. It's not a tug of war between you and God. At least it shouldn't be. Nor is it negotiation and compromise. Living in God's yes is living by faith, loving God back, loving others, obeying God, rejoicing, training and growing in godliness, connecting with God's original design to be the real you, and finally, it's also doing this, everything in this list, more and more. I'd like to spend just a moment on a question. When will Jesus come back? Jesus is coming back. What a day that will be. Picture the scenario that Scripture describes. First, Jesus returns for all to see. Simultaneously, a loud command is heard over all the earth. Plus, a trumpet blast breaks the sound barrier. Strangely, people rise from the dead. You, if you are still alive, rise up to join them with Jesus in the sky. Consequently, there has never been, nor will there ever be again, a day like that. Indeed, you will be exceedingly glad you chose to live well and love well. So why not put yourself in this path today? Sincerely, stay inside everything Jesus calls yes, both His promises and His commands. All these ideas help you make those verses personal. Okay, the fourth section that we always look at in Scripture dissection is make a commitment. And this is where we talk about application thoughts and questions. The first one, do you have an ambition to live a quiet life? Second, do you mind your own business? Additionally, do you work with your hands to do whatever God has put in front of you? Number four, name ways that you have learned to live well. Number five, identify ways you love well. What practical things can you do to show that you love people this next week? Number six, identify ways you can love better. Seven, will you commit to live and love more and more? And number eight, strategically, how can you claim God's promises and obey His commands? Remember, this helps you to live well and to love well. All these questions we just went through help you to make a commitment that matches your life to God's Word, and that is really worth something. If you have come to appreciate our weekly articles and our podcast that contains the same content, please pray about becoming a donor to Alive and Active Life with a one-time gift or become a regular donor. Thank you for praying about this. While portions of this content come from my book, More Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through all Paul's letters that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.